Well, Robert, it's time for what?
At the interviews with Dr. Renewable.
Okay, so who are we? Who's coming on to Dr. Renewable right now? It's hard to get her, you know? It's like she was so hard to book because she's so busy. Hey?
It's Lorena, and I'm really interested to talk to Lorena for two counts. Lorena sounds like a great entrepreneur. She's got business going, and I kind of teach entrepreneurism, and I am an entrepreneur. And more of the point, in fact, I've got a psychology degree and a few things, whereas I'm more of a social person, whereas Eric's more of a technical numbers person. So this should be interesting. Lorena?
Hello. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing there?
Wonderful.
Well, we're really excited to talk about solar PV in the province. Yep. I was watching the latest on the IEA website, and solar utility went down last year to 0.95 cents American per watt peak. So I think it was the first time that I saw officially solar below $1. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of quick questions before we get into some really big details. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Lorena, especially, you know, your entrepreneurship, how you got into this, and what makes you the primary expert on it now?
Okay. Well, it's kind of a bit of a story. I kind of grew up with, a kind of a passive solar going on with my house with my mom, and organic gardening and thermal loading and a whole bunch of things like that. So it kind of grew up with it. I then had a maid service. I had three teams on the road, and we strive to have environmentally people-friendly products that didn't harm both you and the environment, really. So after that, in my late 20s, I went to the Royal Canadian Mint. I ended up being for 8 years, eight of those years that I spent of the 10, I was a lead hand with the Royal Canadian Mint, and I was a lead hand in the plating facility. So we had a lot of environmental controls. Plating, of course, deals with volts and amps, and there's a hydrogen plant, all that great stuff. So from there, I kind of wanted to decide, you know, what direction did I want to take with my life? And it was sort of meeting with a couple of great people. I worked, mentored with somebody with 20 years in experience in the industry, and Evolve Green was born. That was it.
So how did you come up with the name?
Evolve Green. No, it's lovely.
How did you come up with the name?
Actually, I have six kids.
Okay.
And one of my kids, who is now the operations manager for Evolve Green, Tiernan Blair Mitchell, he came up with Evolve Green. Everybody had lists, just like the last babies that came along. The kids were right in there with names, and so true with the Evolve Green, and that's how it was born. I finally decided what I wanted to do when I grew up.
After having six kids.
Six kids and a full-on career at the Royal Canadian Mint, I absolutely decided to do Evolve Green. And I actually worked very short-term for a pharmaceutical company and became actually chemically injured for a while. So I actually lost my short-term memory. Evolve Green was born from me still bedridden. Recovering. It took me about 3 years to recover from that as well. So anyways, after that, it was full steam ahead. And Evolve Green, actually, we turned a profit right the first year. We were predominantly LED and turbines when I started.
Oh, yeah, you guys were selling the wind turbines.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yes, oh, yes. Okay. They were the Darius type.
We had all of them, actually. But large wind farm turbine parts. I was a finder. It's one of my things.
Okay.
If you need a part for something, thing, I can find it. It can be in the back shed of Hawaii, and I'll find it for you.
So Lorena, Robert would like to put Tesla shingles and pay more money.
And you're shaking your head going,
No. But I would like Robert to do something for the environment because he eats a lot of meat, okay? So I need to offset his meat consumption
and put
solar panels on his house. So what would you recommend to Robert?
Well, I would recommend not going with Tesla's shingles because, A, you would probably never get it in your lifetime.
Probably not.
Yes. But it's not CSA approved either, right? So we don't know how they would interact with the cold weather. But we do know from prior shingle products, and they didn't do well here, is that they are really extra expensive. There's a lot of little connections because they're actually innately I don't know that one is specific, but I'll go with like a DuPont. And the DuPont one was like 10 watts per segment.
Okay.
And it did coat the roof and it looked pretty good actually. And that's the only one that I ever saw in Canada. So it with all the small connections, it's not going to last very long. It's going to be very inefficient. So it's not really your primary go-to. And with Tesla, it wouldn't be approved for Canada anyways, and I don't know when that would ever happen.
I don't think Tesla has focus on Canada right now.
We're a very small market. Yeah, yeah. But the reason being, I mean, I live in the city. I don't have a big space, and quite frankly, the solar panels on my roof wouldn't look good, you know. So on a sociological
Italian. It has to look good. He has to have the Mercedes in front, you know.
But yeah, it's true, and not just for me, but for a large percentage of the people, they like their houses to be aesthetically beautiful.
Oh, there's nothing more beautiful than solar panels on your house.
Hey, I have solar panels. I have them on my roof. I have them on the ground out here. I could pan around and show you. I love solar panels versus hydro poles any day of the year.
So your primary target, basically people with large land areas like farms, or is there the 50-50 between the farm and the city projects?
No, and let me explain why I say no. And it's because we do load shaving. Here in Manitoba, the sell rate is not par. And it changes every April 1st. So last year it was 3.2. The year before it was 2.4. This year it was 5 cents. And we don't know what it's going to be for April 1st this year yet.
So you're talking about how much hydro gives in cents per kilowatt for the solar, right?
That's for the extra that's sold hydro.
Yeah.
You have protected energy as well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about that. So we call this large shaving, but what it is because we wire directly into your electrical panel, your electrical system is going to use that energy first. And we want you to do that because every kilowatt that you offset in your main electrical panel is preventing you from buying at that 10 cents a kilowatt that you purchase energy from. So you don't have to purchase it if you made it. Right? We don't want you to sell to hydro because then you're only getting 5 cents for it. So they're getting it for half price.
Right.
So your return for investment goes out the window. So what I want you to do is I want you to have a smaller system, but you're using it 100% in your electrical panel all the time. So it's offsetting at 10 cents a kilowatt, not 5 cents. So that's how we maintain your return for investment here in Manitoba. So what does that mean for you in Winnipeg? Well, if you have a gas heat home average size, 1,300 square feet-ish, you're looking at maybe a 5-kilowatt solar system. And what does that mean for you? Well, that gets you $2,500 on the rebate for Efficiency Manitoba. That gets you $5,000 with the Greener Home Federal Program. And you can still finance. So what do you have left? Maybe $9,000. You can finance that interest-free over 10 years with the federal program as well. Or you can take a loan with Manitoba Hydro or pay cash, whichever you want to do. But there's definitely plenty of options for you. So it's a low cost to get into a solar system that's really working for you. And that's a return for investment of like 7%, 8% a year.
So what you're saying is Robert can go in and you come in and you do all the paperwork and he has no money down and he basically pays off pretty much from his savings from what he makes.
Sold.
And he has no excuse for saying no. And no excuses. And they'll look good.
Most of your companies do have deposits. Your system does still have to get paid for.
Right.
You know. But having said that, that's basically it. So it's really easy deal for him to get into solar. Just the average person with, an average size system. Okay. Don't go big.
A couple of things that that my people, not my people.
Well, my people.
Probably preaching from the mound.
Are you talking about your decorator?
Yeah. No. Things that we heard, we do a lot of street interviews, is that number one, if you get it on your roof, you have to get a structural assessment of your roof, and sometimes you have to get some roof work done in there, and we're not sure, how much that costs. I mean, my house is actually just turned 100 years old this year, and structurally, it's still standing, but I don't know whether it can take its solar panels on the roof. And the second big thing we hear is the hookup. I mean, we understand sometimes the hookup through hydros, and I know that Manitoba Hydro is difficult, but I understand that Ontario Hydro is even worse. It takes a while and a lot of grief and agony. Do you look after that, or do you?
We facilitate the application process now. So let me explain. Sometimes there has been hiccups for hydro being able to get the bidirectional meters. And I know that there was a couple on recall that did cause an issue as well. So average, though, is, 1 to 2 weeks after your solar system has been inspected and approved is when you're going to get your bidirectional meter. I'm not saying that's everyone. There are hiccups in the system for sure. Just out here in the southeast, we just had a few clients wait like 4 months. So I'm not going to lie to you that a couple of people have had to wait, but this was anomalous and it was something out of Hydro's control.
Okay, so 4 months is back. A couple of weeks is totally livable. But I hear somebody in the room here has actually been waiting a couple of years.
We're not going to go there. I actually reached out to Elaine when I was having so much problems,
Yeah, well, Eric, you didn't talk to me. I would have helped you through that quicker.
They just did not like the Tesla battery. They had a powwow to basically...
battery systems on there.
Yeah. We had people basically say, we'll never allow a Tesla battery here. That's how they started. So it was a bit hard. But I think life change, you have to have people start, and then things get much easier. Become very normal. And can you tell us your typical profile of the people that you're working with? When they approach you, what characteristics? Are they gung-ho on renewables, or they basically financially want to save money? What's their profile?
What's the profile? Well, I do find that most of the people are animal lovers. Say something like that. So they quite often have animals. They are generally the people who will take a vacation. They are generally people who are concerned about the environment and have already taken steps within their home in order to have a environmentally or like in a more efficient home, that kind of thing. Sometimes it's in the way the home was built. Sometimes it's like the after things. They are generally people that are going to take time to recycle and are concerned about their purchases. Now, having said that, with the new incentives, we are getting into a group of people that are doing this because of the return for investment. So let's talk about that, or the resale value as well. So we're just getting into where hydro is getting, more expensive. We know that it's coming, it's going to get even more. And it's also considered now when you go for your mortgage. So before, they didn't actually consider those utilities bills. They just sort of went and, oh, it's a placeholder, right? So basically now they take into account what the actual bill will be. Is there any efficiencies in the home? So it's going to become very, very sought after when a home goes on the market that has existing solar panels, and that increases the resale value of your home on top of the fact that you get a really great return for investment if it was designed correctly. And I want to caution people to get more than one quote. There's more than one solar company out there. Look around, but also talk to them. It's not just about the quote. Ask them why they designed the size system that they did. We're seeing this where there's newer companies breaking into the market, and they're trying to sell every panel that'll fit on your roof. Clearly, that's not the way you should go. You know, you should be cognizant of the ratios. So in our case, electric heat homes, for instance, we like to be in that 20 to 30% offset. That's the comfortable, you know, and it depends a little. I'll ask you questions like, do you have a hot tub? Do you have a pool? Like, extra things that you're going to pull energy from in the summer months. Do you have a shop? Are you using welding? Like things like that. I want to know that kind of stuff about my clients so that I can make a better decision on how I'm designing for them so that their system's going to give them the best return for investment possible. So we're really doing a full-on evaluation of your home and trying to give you the best possible return for investment based on that. Now, having said that, we have people that come to us and say, I don't care, I just want a 20 kilowatt. I want it. But they still have to listen to my spiel, because I'm going to tell them, because I want them to understand their money. I don't want them to just spend money and not get that great return for investment and then wonder why later, right? I don't want them to go away thinking that, oh, you know, it should have paid off by now. Why isn't it paying off sooner? So I always make sure that they understand that piece. You've got protected money and unprotected money. So I'm trying to get you to protect more of your money and your investments so that you will be much happier with your system down the road.
Lorena, I have a question. I think we're getting feedback from your microphone.
It's just my computer.
Okay.
I don't have a microphone.
Okay, so I'll go quieter. If you're looking at people writing books on the green buildings, if you're looking at NRCan Net Zero, there's a huge amount of people that their approach is a building is about efficiency and nothing else. Dr. Renewable is about renewable efficient and demand with no discrimination between renewables, efficiency and demand. But I know that in my experience working with people, that it's basically efficiency or nothing. There's a door. Efficiency. If you don't put insulation on your house, go out. I don't want to talk to you. People that put solar panels are fanboys of Tesla, and they're basically contributing to the destruction of the earth. I call it the apartheid against renewables, and I don't think it's strong. I think we have a white elephant in the room, and that's 20 terawatts of fossil fuels. It's a train with full of fossil fuels that goes 84 times around the earth. And I do believe that putting solar panels in Manitoba means our electricity goes to Saskatchewan and we're displacing coal. You put solar panels anywhere in the world, you're displacing coal, even though you're 100% green in your area. So I don't buy anything that people say. I maybe I'm a lone wolf on my little island, but tell us your view. I may be a bit too radical, but let's say as an entrepreneur that puts solar panels, can you set the record straight? Of course, we focus on CUP, community, utility, and people. So we want solar panels at all three scales. Can you attest to how solar energy is coming like a tidal wave and how people that are working against renewables, against PV, against everything, need to start thinking in a different way?
Yeah, well, I mean, we hear all of it. It takes so much energy to create a solar panel, but it's creating energy for another 50 years. These panels really do last. The warranty is 25 years, I'm not saying you won't have to change an inverter. You might, but the solar panels themselves last a really long time. I've worked on 30, 40-year-old Siemens panels where I was just soldering, you know, the back because the client hit the thing and it's still running full steam. It's quite surprising. So as long as the adhesion process is done well and you have a good quality product, it should last you a very long time. Now, having said that, people quite often are going after the fact, are they recyclable? Yes, they are, actually. They are. The frame itself is aluminum, which is highly sought after metal. Inside there is silver and about $25 worth of silver. So they do render it. And the glass itself is then rendered as well. So, and then the silicon as well, you know, so it is almost completely recyclable. Do we have the resources to recycle all of it here? I'd like to see that improve personally. And I know you had a big, long whatever, but solar is here not just because the prices are going up. It's because we need to do better. We need to be 40% in 7 years, 40% less fossil fuels. And we're not going to get there with just solar. It's a myriad of things. We need heat pumps. We need good insulation. People building, build a better home to start with. Are you Absolutely. Building right now? There's lots of ways to do passive homes. I've worked on passive homes. I love them. Personally, you can see behind me that I am in a log home. This is custom built by my husband over a 3.5 year period. This is Sandyland Firekill. My husband worked with a logger who had permits, and his time was paid in logs. So this house is built from fire kill. These were not live trees. We had to fight them for the beetles, though.
Lovely.
Seriously. Lovely. Seriously. But where are we going? Okay, so, I mean, this is another thing that we need to really talk about. When we talk about the environment and becoming 40% less fossil fuels in only 7 years, which is a huge goal, we are going to make it only if everybody pitches in a little bit. That doesn't mean your home has to be 100% efficient. It means that you're striving to make it more efficient, whether you're just consuming less, putting in timers on things. People, do you need your hot water tank hot all the time? I see people that they're just a retired couple. They take 2 showers a week. They do the laundry once a week, and they just want a little hot water at supper time. Well, why aren't we putting our hot water tanks on a timer? So they're easy. They're not very expensive on Amazon. So you put your hot water tank on a timer so that it only heats up for a couple hours a day. You got a full tank of hot water. It'll carry you overnight, no problem. And the next day you'll have another batch. But then it's not heating all through the day. Simple, okay. Right?
Yep. Very good. Just one other thing, too. I mean, how fast are... Do you see the industry growing? I mean, are you going double your work every year or 50% more?
So COVID was a big, huge hiccup for us, and we're fighting our way back. We're fighting it. Yeah. We're gonna make it, but we are literally 200% more than we were the year prior to COVID. Wow. So that's saying something.
That's great.
We're probably gonna be in 3 teams at some point this summer, and then we'll sink back to 1 team again. In the winter time, because we still actually install in the winter.
Lorena, do you see a start in the market pull in Manitoba, which people saying, well, I'm going to have an electric car. I'm going to be my own gas station with 90% supplying my own solar. So I don't even have to buy a Manitoba Hydro. I'm not privy to their hikes of about 2 times the consumer index price. So Hydro has to increase the price more than the consumer index. So electricity will be 15 cents at one point in Manitoba, which is hard to believe, but will happen. So can you see that people are going to start to edge this and put solar panels so they could be their own gas station?
Well, first, I'd like to say that Saskatchewan's already 15 cents a kilowatt. And with Bill 36 not passed or going on to the third read, that'll give the government the ability to price set hydro. And they have the ability to price set hydro up to a maximum of 5% hikes per year. And they will decide that based on inflation rate. Sorry. Okay. And you know how high the inflation rate is right now. So they could say, well, the inflation rate is this, so we're going to do a 5 cent or 5% increase this year, and it will carry through for 3 years before they make another decision. So you're going to get to 15 cents pretty quickly here.
Okay. That's amazing. I think, you know, Laura, you make the perfect salesperson for this.
You're succinct. Do I? And I should... Excuse me. That we are doing a lot of Tesla, but all different car chargers. We'll be installing another one this week, actually. So because people are buying new, used, they're waiting for their vehicles in some cases. So there's a huge uptick in people buying electric. And we're also putting in generator panels so that they can run by generator and or any remote power system down the road. They can just go right into that other, so they just click the breaker and then they're off into their other, right? So they still have the ability to charge their cars.
Last time we were doing a news, we saw you on the newspaper, and Robert brought the newspaper where you're in the article talking about City of Winnipeg.
Yeah, City of Winnipeg, definitely, yeah.
So that was her.
That was it. That was excellent. Yeah. No, I said you're a perfect person for informing people about the advantages of renewables.
And it's not just solar. Like, if you are building, build energy efficient. Do it now. Why are we doing stick frame homes in this province where we're so hot and so cold? All the year we've got something going on. Yep. And who's going to make those better screens so we can keep the mosquitoes out? Those little buggers can still get through mine. I don't know about you guys, but we need something really bomb-proof for that. But also we've got aged infrastructure too, and I want to touch on that for a minute. Okay. Because Manitoba Hydro has a huge amount of infrastructure that they look after, and it's a lot of it is 50, 60 years old. They don't keep parts on the back shelf anymore. And that's not saying that they're bad for doing that. A lot of companies are like that. It's, you know, recession. You know, there's not a lot of net extra money. And of course, they're not selling their power to you guys or us, the consumer, right now at a rate where they're making money. So that's why all their other services cost you so much money, because that's the only way they can really do it.
Definitely have you back to talk about the pub. She wants to talk about a beer there, Robert. I know you got all excited there, but she was talking about the PUB, the Public Utilities Board, and Lorena will have a good insight on the PUB. We'll definitely do another show, but pretty much focus on the PUB. Have you ever given the presentation there?
No, I haven't, but I did talk to in front of the chamber with Bill 36, and I have stood up for a lot of things. I also got the policy changed in Winnipeg. They used to have an electrical engineering stamp requirement. It took us about a year and a half.
But is that to build a solar PV system?
Yeah,
you have. Thank you. Oh, my God. When I saw this, I go, what kind of union would be that stupid? Like, you grow up to be an electrician, and then you gotta do stuff that a plumber can do or something else. And it's like, why are you insulting the profession? Right?
They are. Yeah, really. And so I got that removed, but it took about a year and a half.
Okay.
And it was great that we got it removed. So now City of Winnipeg only has a structural engineering stamp requirement, which is good. That protects you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your insurance, a lot of times, is going to require that. So it's something that, you know, you can't look at it as a negative thing. It's actually a very good thing. So we want to see protection for roof mount systems to make sure they don't leak, to make sure there's no, you know, that it's structurally sound when you're done. You know, you want to have a good product. I've never had a problem with a roof in my 15 years. I'm very proud of that. Very happy.
So, Lorena, we'll definitely have you back. And in the meantime, you could work on Robert to put some solar panels on his house.
Yeah, to charge my Tesla.
Yes, and make it beautiful. And buy your electric car finally, Robert. And we thank you for your contribution in this province on solar.